The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Well, it's exciting to be out here. We are not in our locker room. Hopefully we'll get in there this week because we're doing a lot of renovating. But it's always good to have them back on the floor. It's hard to believe a new season is already here. As usual, fatigue set in the second half of practice. But if you practice as hard as we do, you expect it.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
And ball knocked away, and that's the end of the game.
The Baylor Lady Bears have won the national championship.
The Lady Bears are the NCAA champions. They're bringing the trophy back home to Waco.
Well, we're not the same team that won the national championship. We have a lot of the same parts, but we have to get all on the same page. We have to take those new players and do with them what you did with Chloe Jackson and what you did with the freshman last year. The talent is there. The returning players certainly are there. But we're not the same team today that we were at the end of the Final Four.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
About for you starting a new season, you've done this a bunch, fire still burns pretty high.
I guess so. I'm still alive and kicking, you know. My fire may not burn as high as it used to, but that's not because I don't have it. It's because God won't let it. You know, we're getting old, John. You're not a spring chicken anymore either, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But you know, we're still kicking.
Yeah.
You know, we still got it up here.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Coach Kim Mulkey, as only Coach Kim Mulkey can say it, in the open. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Highlight cut going back to the national championship. The finale there, Bruce Geetson, Maggie Davis-Stinnett with the call courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Why do we have basketball in the open? Well, basketball practice is underway for the new season. Scott Drew and the Bears actually kind of under the radar began last week, and the Lady Bears began yesterday. So practice underway for a new season that begins a little over a month from right now.
I didn't realize basketball was starting, but I mean, it makes sense. So it's nice to see that it's underway, and I know they're all excited to get everything going again.
Boy, no question. And the Lady Bears off a national championship, their third under Kim Mulkey. So they were practicing yesterday in their in the practice gym, and it's been renovated, redecorated, let me say that. So they've got a new big old banner on the mm-hmm. wall from the 2019 national championship. They've got at one end of the practice gym, they've got collages of pictures from 05, from mm-hmm. 2012, and now from 2019. And at one point, Coach Mulkey kind of stopped practice because the girls were looking up there and kind of looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
I think one of them in each of those years was the trip to the White House, which is pretty cool. And she just kind of stopped practice and let them look at the picture, take it in. All right, now let's go back to work.
Right.
But, you know, pretty nice memorabilia for sure, and great pictures and great memories from 2019 for Baylor women's basketball.
That's got to be like a humbling experience for some, you know, and especially the younger players coming in. Say you're a freshman and you're coming in and you know the history and everything, but when you step on that court and you look up and it's like, wow, you know, that puts things in perspective that this is big time.
Boy, that's it. And imagine walking recruits around there.
Yeah.
And wow, all right, whoa, hey, yeah, I'd like to go to the White House.
Yeah.
All right, come play for Baylor.
Yeah.
So really impressive there in their gym, in their practice gym. And let's hear from Coach Mulkey. We talked about great memories from last year, the national championship. What a great season. Lauren Cox is back from the injury, back out there. And Coach Mulkey said she's been green-lighted. They haven't told her anything about limiting her practice time. So So that's good news. Thank the Lord for that, for Lauren Cox. And so off the national championship, Coach Mulkey agrees. What a great memory of a great season last year.
What a tremendous, fun thing for those kids to enjoy. Y'all were all there. It just, to play in front of that many people, to win a national championship and have it go down to the wire, will make them better players. Will make us a better team eventually, because they'll have that memory. But yet, they're not entitled to anything. If they're not hungry this year, we won't have a very good year. If they're hungry and they throw that national championship to the side and say, hey, I'd like to do this again this year. I'd like to go to New Orleans and stay hungry. They just might do it.
Coach Mulkey also asked, I think Bruce Geetson asked the question, is there any change in their offense or the way the team will play this year? The loss of Kalani Brown, certainly significant. Chloe Jackson is gone. So the question, any change in the plan of attack for this year's team?
No, really not. You still got big with Cox in there, but you don't have to compare players. You're not going to ask Queen and Melissa and those type of post players to do what Kalani did, but you let them do what they did last year. You don't change their style of play and what they do best, but the system itself, the things that we run are going to be pretty much the same. You know, I'm an old Green Bay Packers person. You know what you're going to get with the Packers. You just can't stop it. I don't believe in changing a whole lot. But you let kids do what they do best.
Again, Coach Kim Mulkey, after practice yesterday, their first formal practice of the new year. So they've got practice underway. Season begins November 5th for both the men and the women. It'll be a doubleheader in the Farrell Center on that date, November 5th. So season tickets available for both right now, BaylorBears.com/tickets, or you can call 254-710-1000.
I think she's in a good situation as far as when you do lose people here at Baylor, she's built the program up enough to the next person up is going to be so similar. And there's, you know, there might be a little fall off in talent, but it'll pick up, you know. And whereas some programs, if you lose a star player, you might not get one for another 2 or 3 years. She doesn't have to deal with that problem here. And I think it helps establish the program going forward and continue the success.
Yeah, great point. I mean, their program is at that level that you wouldn't expect any drop off, really.
Right.
I mean, I think they're going to be, you know, as far as I know, contender for national championship again this year. I think that's Coach Mulkey's idea going into the season. And I think they've got the talent built around Lauren Cox, who's a senior, to probably do that or compete for that at least this year.
And that does help when you have that senior leadership coming back, you know, and be able to take up a role in a, you know, situation. Say you're in a close game and you're down. Well, we've been here before. This is how we overcame it then. This is what we'll do now. And they're looking up to somebody like Lauren saying, okay, if she believes in it, then we believe in it.
Yeah. And they've done it, you know, except for the new, the freshmen that are brand new to campus. And then a couple of transfers, you know, everybody was a part of that national championship last year, so they've been through it. So fun to think about. Watch, season right around the corner. Baylor women's basketball and the men as well, opening on November 5th this year. All right, we're off and running on this Tuesday. Glad you're with us. We will we'll visit with Ryan McGuire coming up in a bit, Baylor volleyball coach. How about the new poll out just yesterday afternoon? Baylor was number 2 in the nation last week, all-time high. Well, this week they're number 1 in the nation.
Not bad.
Baylor volleyball, number 1 in the nation. So, and I think very deserving. I mean, they're 11-0. They've beaten all comers. They've played a tough schedule, off to a 1-0 start in conference play. But we'll visit with Coach McGuire about all of that coming up in just a few minutes.
I was looking over the thing, and I believe they're the only undefeated team left that's ranked right now.
Yeah.
Because I know Nebraska's number 2, but they have one loss. And then I was curious because Stanford was number 2, but now they must have had like a bad week or something because they have 3 losses now, and I guess that's what knocked them down to 3.
Wow. Yeah. And they are the only undefeated team in Division I. Cal was the only other one, and they got beat about a week ago. So 11-0, hosting Oklahoma tomorrow night in the Farrell Center, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have that on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Really unprecedented coverage on ESPN+ for Baylor volleyball and soccer. And then when we get to women's basketball, among those sports, and then in the spring, baseball, softball, acrobatics, and tumbling, everything else, just more coverage than ever before on ESPN+. Plus. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We do appreciate you listening on this Tuesday morning, brought to you in part by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Security Bank of Crawford offers the citizens of Bell, Bosque, Coryell, and McLennan counties competitive rates on a variety of commercial and consumer deposit accounts, plus certificates of deposits in ranges of 30 days to 5 years. And Security Bank of Crawford is also here for commercial, consumer, and real estate loans. So if you live in Bosqueville, China Spring, Clifton, Crawford, Evant, Oglesby, Prairie Chapel, or Valley Mills, do yourself a favor and check out the friendly employees at Security Bank of Crawford. Member FDIC and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Back with us, John Morris, And Garrett Ross in studio. Glad you're with us today. Look ahead to the Big 12 football weekend. Baylor headed to Manhattan, Kansas. They'll play K-State coming up on Saturday. It's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Our tailgate show on the air at 12:30, live from Manhattan for the Bears and the Wildcats. Television is on ESPN2. For Baylor and K-State. Baylor 4-0 on the year. K-State coming off their first loss of the year. They are 3-1. They lost 26-13 at Oklahoma State on Saturday.
You know you're going to get a good game from them because they don't want to lose two in a row. So Baylor's really going to have to be efficient and, you know, cut down some of the mistakes that you've seen late in that game against Iowa State and just play a really good game overall to come out of there with a victory.
Yeah, no question about that. Always tough to play in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. So that's next for the Bears. Earlier in the day, 11 a.m. on ABC, it's sixth-ranked Oklahoma at Kansas. OU is 4-0 on the year. Kansas is now 2-3. Also 11 a.m. on FS1, now 21st-ranked Oklahoma State in Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. And at 11 a.m. also, there's five Big 12 games Saturday, three of them kick at the same time at 11 a.m.
That'll make it easy for people on the if you want to keep up with all, I guess you could rotate like that.
Right.
Flip back and forth.
Right. Get three TVs in front of you, maybe. 11 a.m. on ESPN2, it's TCU at Iowa State. What kind of frame of mind do you think Iowa State's going to be in?
Angry.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The Horned Frogs, they could be in for one.
Yeah, but TCU's coming off a big win of their own. They beat Kansas very handily this past weekend. TCU at Iowa State, that's 11 a.m. on ESPN2. So three games in the league at the same time, 11 a.m. The other two are at the same time, both at 2:30. Baylor at K-State, we mentioned, and now 11th-ranked Texas at West Virginia at 2:30. That's on ABC television.
That'd be a pretty good game. I mean, it's never easy to go into Morgantown and play. So, I mean, Texas is really going to have to give it their all. So that'd be a good one to keep an eye on.
Both coming off open dates, Texas mm-hmm. and West Virginia. Both are 3-1 on the year. West Virginia at home, Longhorns taking that number 11 ranking to the hills of Morgantown. So that's the Big 12 schedule this weekend, first Saturday all year, that all 10 teams have played against each other. First Saturday with five conference games. Last week there were four conference games. Two teams were off, but this is the first week all 10 teams playing against each other.
Well, I mean, I guess once the dust settles on Saturday, you'll kind of get an idea of maybe what to expect from the conference, you know, going forward. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think every week does that, you know, and just dust settles a little bit more, or your image or your impression of teams changes a little bit depending on that Saturday. So, you know, Baylor, K-State, that's going to go a long way, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
For both teams, how you feel about both those teams, Texas at West Virginia. So, TCU at Iowa State. That's a good game. That's a really good matchup.
It really is, and I think it might mean more. I think more on will be on the line for Iowa State because of the expectations.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then you come in here, you come to Baylor, and everybody was most of the people were expecting you to come in here and win, right? So now, if you go 0-2 in conference play, that's going to set the world on fire in Iowa. So I think there's more on the line for them in that game.
And being at home, you know, they've got home field on Saturday. So, yep, I would say you're probably right about that. So that's the schedule of games, Big 12 football-wise, coming up this Saturday. We'll be in Manhattan where it's supposed to be rainy, maybe I think a 50% chance of rain, and a high of 70 on Saturday.
That'll be a big difference. I know. I bet the team will be looking forward to that. Get out of this
exactly.
Heat.
And did you see what's coming here? Did you see the weather?
No.
Did you look ahead at all? So warm this week, very warm, coming off the hottest September ever in Central Texas. Today's first day of October, and it's going to be 97. But later in the week, front comes through, like Sunday maybe, and chance of rain on Sunday, high of 94. Monday, chance of rain, but a high of 79 on Monday.
I love it. 79. I want that to happen right now.
It's about that time, isn't it?
Yes.
It's about that
overdue.
Time. We should get something like that.
Goodness.
All right. So there's weather on the nines for you here at 9:19 in the morning. We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll visit with the coach of the number one ranked volleyball team in the nation. That is Ryan McGuire and Baylor Volleyball, number one in the nation. We'll visit with him when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. They have, look at their schedule this week. They've got Harvest this Wednesday, tomorrow night. And this is where they do something with, you know, one particular food item. This week it is sweet potatoes. So the feature is sweet potatoes for Harvest. That is tomorrow, 5:45 to 6:45 in the Anytime Lounge. This looks like a neat deal. Cubs Club fall photo shoot comes up on Saturday, this Saturday. Bring the kiddos to take some updated photos with their photographer, Heather Rust, owner of Tiny Hearts Imagery. This is newborns to age 12 are welcome. The photo shoot is from 12 to 4 on Saturday, and it is free for members. So check that out. Let's see. And then you'll get two free photos and receive a $100 print credit as well. So another benefit to members of the Baylor Club. This one not really food related. You could eat lunch when you're there, but it's a fall photo shoot for the Cub Clubbers. They've got Family Pasta Night. That is coming up a week from tonight. Family Pasta Night in the dining room from 5 to 7. They've got trivia on the horizon as well, Wednesday, October 9th. So just a sampling of the events that are coming up at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. You can always give them a call at 254-710-8080. I can guarantee you will appreciate the level of service and the hospitality and the friendly faces you'll see and the great food as well at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. Now, enjoy a savory sausage biscuit or sausage McMuffin with crispy hash browns for only $2. It's time to wake up breakfast. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Stop by Tipton International in Waco and Hillsboro for your brand new Kubota tractor. Or find us online at TiptonInternational.com.
Hi, this is Ward Weitz. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Monday, Paul Meyerberg from the USA Today joined ESPN Central Texas to talk about Matt Rhule and the Baylor Bears and share his thoughts following the victory over Iowa State.
To play Iowa State's game and win, I thought was an ultimate testament to things taking hold at Baylor. So I'm just extremely excited to see what this future holds in 2019, 2020, 2021. But like I said, that this is happening to me, from my perspective, was such a no-brainer because Matt Rhule is an uncashed lottery ticket. And if you had it 3 years ago, you knew it was going to pay off.
For the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Tonight on the Diamond, the NL wildcard game will be played between the Brewers and the Nationals. First pitch is at 7:08 on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, John Morris Show, brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services with their 94% first-time fix rate. They leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean Hunt today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross, and we're joined by the coach of the number one ranked volleyball program in the country, Coach Ryan McGuire from Baylor Volleyball. Coach, how's that sound to you as an intro?
It just sounds good to hear your voice, John. Garrett, I appreciate you guys having me.
No, don't sidestep what I'm asking you there now. You guys up to number one in the country. What a great, what a great season you have going to get to 11-0 and get.
We have a great, great group of girls, and it just, I feel like each year I've been able to be at Baylor, they've just grown so much tremendously in such different ways. So. It's something we're going to cherish. It's hard to get to where we've gotten. It's taken a lot of work, and to just be able to share it with some beautiful women, it's pretty fun.
Are there benefits to this that we might not think about that you would as a coach? You know, for instance, when the poll is up there and you're number one, you know, on the NCAA website, every, you know, newspaper, every TV station, you know, that carries that, just to have your name sitting on top of the poll. Any benefits that you see, or what are some of the benefits of that?
The benefits really are, it just makes our job a whole heck of a lot harder. It's, from the recruiting side, it's you're receiving triple the emails from athletes that want to come here, from the scouting and competition. You know, everybody wants to beat number one. So, you know, we're going to get everybody's best as we play. I'm proud of our girls. We got some great, great recruits coming in the future years. And I think they've committed to Baylor because of the values and what we're all about. And, I'm glad they did it before we were ranked number one, because that wasn't the reason, but they knew we could get there too. So, yeah, a lot of benefits, and it brings more responsibilities for sure.
Coach, do you see any similarities in the growth of this program and that of what you were able to do at Cal Baptist?
I think there's some timeless principles at play here, and just learn how to be Christ-like warriors. To learn how to handle conflict, so there's not drama within a team. To be able to love loudly, I think to pour into one another and know how to be a great teammate. Not in a way that's going to bring the best out of yourself, but also bring out the best in others. So there's definitely some similarities, and God being our head coach is definitely one of them.
Ryan, the win off over Kansas to open conference play Saturday. Boy, it looked like y'all played at a really high level. Were you pleased with the level of your play in that win over KU?
I was. Definitely those first two sets, we played really clean. I thought we could have served a little bit better, but it was fun. We got to spend time in the locker room with the seniors and be like, gosh, when we first got here, it was the other way around. We got throttled in three, and then a couple of years we had some battles that went back and forth. We won some, we lost some, and then, to be at the point here where we could get on the road and just play really clean and get out of there with a victory, go have some ice cream before getting on the plane coming back was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool. That's a great day right there. And Oklahoma coming in tomorrow evening. In fact, two home matches this week. Oklahoma tomorrow night, Kansas State in the Farrell Center on Saturday. Nice to have a couple of Big 12 opponents coming to Waco.
Yeah, you know, we start all over again with conference. So there's four undefeated teams left, us, Texas, Oklahoma, and K-State. It's still obviously very early, but, you know, we're back at playing some undefeated conference teams coming this week. Oklahoma's been playing really, really well. Their coach has done a great job in turning that program around also. So they're definitely trending upwards, and you know, I know they're anxious to try and get a big win.
Ryan, I know you're really big, and you've said this all along, no matter what the record was, no matter what the ranking was, you just wanted to get 1% better every day, every time out. Is that still sort of the mantra with this team, even though you're 11-0 and ranked number one in the nation?
That's absolutely it, and I was really pleased with practice yesterday. We got 1 degree better. We were able to train, and, you know, it's kind of been a while where it's, you know, play a game and you're off a day and then play a game. Where we can really work on some things and add some things, because we want to be good in December. And there's a lot of things we got to get after it and do. And again, it goes back to the leadership of the girls, where they just, every point and every play really, really matters. So we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. And we just, you know, 30 seconds at a time, we want to be able to win. We're trying to be fired up all year. And when you think about that going 4 months, it's kind of a daunting task, but we can break it down and keep it a little bit smaller. It's more doable, and we've been consistent so far.
Coach, you're a very humble individual, obviously, and a lot of times teams pick up characteristics of their coach. Do you see that reflect into the team, you know, right now, and especially considering they are number one?
You know, I've been very blessed to have some great coaches in my life. And so it goes back to coaching junior high flag football and Bob Winger, someone who I want to emulate and just love on the athletes and point them towards the Lord and how we do it. And so I do. I'm proud of the girls when they are humble. And again, I think it's just a testament that people have gone before me, and I've tried to be a good listener and learner, and we got some good listeners and learners on this team this year.
Coach, we shouldn't get away without asking you about Yasiana Presley, named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. When you talk about playing at a high level, Yasi is right there leading the charge, isn't she?
Yasi's been phenomenal all year long. She's definitely taken her game to the next level. A no-brainer, first-team All-American this year. I think candidate for Player of the Year. Again, we got a lot of season left. She was slowed down a little bit with injury and would probably say it wasn't even her best match at Kansas. And then you go look at the stat line, you're like, man, you know, for an off night, that's a pretty awesome, awesome match. And again, she's pouring into everyone else just as much as anyone else. And so great to see her flourish. She really is helping us go to the next level. You know, if we do something not quite perfect on a pass, she's really able to bail us out. And she did have some pretty phenomenal kills that, you know, are 12, 15 feet off the net in the Kansas match.
Wow. Well, she's really fun to watch. The entire team is. Congratulations on the ranking. I know it's just one step along the way for you. And we look forward to being out there tomorrow night when you take on Oklahoma.
I look forward to having everybody. It's a fun team, and I hope we can multiply that joy with them.
Very nice. Coach, thanks very much.
All right, thank you, guys.
All righty, Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach, coach of the number one ranked team in the nation. Obviously, highest ranking ever for Baylor volleyball. Last week, or 2 weeks ago when they were number five, that was a high water mark. Last week up to number two, that was the high water mark. Now, how about number one in the nation?
That's not bad, and he seems to like – and that's why I was bringing up the question about him being humble, because like you initially were trying to talk to him and he just he don't even want to mention it. Bring it up.
That's
it's
him.
Just another game. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's bigger than the sport to him, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think that carries over.
And his message is, I said 1% better. His term is 1 degree better every day. And like he said, that doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change at all. All right. From Baylor Athletic Communications, on top of things, here are Baylor teams to earn number one rankings, okay? Baylor volleyball is currently there, first time ever. Acrobatics and tumbling has been number one for several years now. Women's basketball, of course, ended the 2019 season number one, winning the national championship. Men's golf has been number one in the nation, most recently 2017. Men's basketball at Baylor was number one in the nation in 2017. Remember that 15-0 start to the season? They got to number one in the year, or number one in the country. Equestrian has been number one in the nation as recently as 2017. Baylor baseball got to number one in the nation in 2012, won the Big 12 that year. Women's tennis was number one in the nation in 2010, and men's tennis was number one in the nation in 2005. So those are the sports at Baylor that have been at one time or another number one ranked in the nation.
I think it's been impressive to see the growth of the overall athletic department and everything at Baylor. Like growing up here, you know, there was some rough patches. But then now I feel like it's the strongest overall that the athletic programs have been at Baylor and maybe forever.
Yeah, you said that a couple of weeks ago. With the coaches that we have in place now, is this the best group of coaches we've ever had? I think it might be.
It's phenomenal just to see the growth, how it's changed.
It really is. And I think, you know, success of one sport lifts up the other sports also. You know, if volleyball's doing well, you know, they're going to get their name mentioned a lot more, and Baylor's name is going to be on the bottom line a lot more. Coach Drew said that. He loves the success of women's basketball because on the ESPN bottom line, you're going to see Baylor's name go by there a lot. So, you know, the success of other sports helps, you know, their fellow sports here at Baylor.
And I think it's neat to see, you know, like we've seen instances earlier in the year where the soccer team and the volleyball team happen to be in the same place and they're able to go over and support one another.
Yeah.
And I think that carries over, you know, throughout the department. It's if we're not only winning together, but we're supporting together. It's like a family atmosphere. Yeah. I think that's great.
That did happen again on Saturday,
did
by the
really?
Way. Yeah. Krista Pirtle with Baylor Soccer told me that they were able to, so they were in Kansas in Lawrence. And volleyball beat KU on Saturday. The soccer team was able to go over and watch part of that match at the Horesh Center. And then volleyball came back, but then soccer played Kansas on Sunday. So pretty cool when they happen to be in the same place on the road.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it makes up because, you know, a lot of fans, you know, you're not able to travel for everything.
Right.
So if you don't have a lot of fans there, but you have your fellow athletes there to support you, I think it helps out.
All right, do yourselves a favor. You can see the number one volleyball team in the country in action tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center, Baylor versus Oklahoma. Then again on Saturday, 2 p.m. versus Kansas State in the Farrell Center. So two times this week, two opportunities this week to come support Coach Ryan McGuire and Baylor volleyball and all of those ladies. I mean, that is a really, really good program. I'm not just saying that because they've reached number one in the nation. They have been building to this point, and, you know, we're still relatively early in this season, too. So good chance to see them. Couple of home matches this week, 7 o'clock tomorrow hosting Oklahoma. And then 2 o'clock Saturday hosting K-State. We'll have both those on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Take a break. Back with more in a moment. Our day of the day, some birthdays, and more when we come back. John Morris, Garrett Ross, John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
Touchdown!
At the drop of the tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek's West. Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage. Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Monday, Paul Meyerberg from the USA Today joined ESPN Central Texas to talk about Matt Rhule and the Baylor Bears and share his thoughts following the victory over Iowa State.
To play Iowa State's game and win, I thought was an ultimate testament to things taking hold at Baylor. So I'm just extremely excited to see what this future holds in 2019, 2020, 2021. But like I said, that this has happened to me, from my perspective, was such a no-brainer because Matt Rhule is an uncashed lottery ticket. And if you had it 3 years ago, you knew it was going to pay off.
For the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Tonight on the Diamond, the NL wildcard game will be played between the Brewers and the Nationals. First pitch is at 7:08 on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Listening to the John Morris Show. Now here's the voice, John Morris.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Tuesday. Sun is shining, going to warm up here in Central Texas today. 97, the projected high for the first day of October. I did hear this morning, one of the morning local shows said September was the driest September on record. Okay, mm-hmm. I think we all knew that,
yeah.
Except for that day when I left the hose on the tree for 12 hours.
You're just trying to make it up.
Yeah, except for that side of the yard. It was the driest month ever in September. And we have had, the last 3 months, so July, August, September, have been among the top five all-time hottest months for those particular months. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but it just doesn't seem like. I guess because I go back to that, what was it, like 3 years ago?
When
it was well over 100 every day.
Yeah, for that long, long string.
Oh, so horrible.
Yeah.
And this has been, it has been hot, but it's been somewhat tolerable.
You know, I agree. I mean, I think we're sort of, I guess we're acclimated.
Yeah.
You know, and was it last year when we hit 114 that one day, you know, and it was routinely not just over 100, but 105, 108, 110, things like that.
Yeah.
And so this year we had our share of 100 degree days, but it was less than last year, less than years past.
I think that's what skews it, you know, is because it is hot, but you know, when you're not having those regular 110 days thrown at you. It's like, okay, I could. This is manageable.
Right, exactly. Like yesterday, I think it was 96 or 97 yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was out. And I didn't give a thought to, man, this is hot.
I kind of had a little breeze yesterday, too. That helps.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a very big difference. Yeah. So 96 or 97, I think, is the projected high. 96 is the predicted high for today. Today is National Homemade Cookies Day.
Can't beat it.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Good job. National Homemade Cookies Day observed annually on the 1st of October. If you're looking for an excuse to bake some homemade cookies, look no further. Package them up. Share them with neighbors, coworkers, friends, anybody here at the station that you'd like. Garrett, if I was going to say, what's your favorite homemade cookie? What flavor?
Snickerdoodle.
Oh, that's good.
Love snickerdoodles.
That is really good.
What about you?
I like anything peanut butter, and a good peanut butter homemade cookie is really good.
They are. Oh. Yeah, snickerdoodle has always been, you know, and I know most people would probably say like chocolate chip. But,
right.
And I like a chocolate chip cookie, don't get me wrong, but there's something about snickerdoodles that just do it for me. They're amazing.
Oh, they're great. They absolutely are. Don't you think the majority of people, if you took a poll, would say chocolate chip?
I would say so.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with chocolate chip.
No.
We'd take those, too.
Absolutely.
So today, National Homemade Cookies Day. Celebrate appropriately. Let's look at some birthdays today. One nationally, I see that today is former President Jimmy Carter's birthday. He is 95 years old today. And at least as far as I know, he still teaches a Sunday school class in his home church in Georgia every Sunday.
That's amazing. Isn't that
great?
He's still just getting it.
I know. 95 years old for former President Jimmy Carter. Let's see who else we have today here. Tony Whitehead's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Tony. Chris George. Today is Chris's birthday, if you know him here in Waco. Jonathan Davis. Today is Jonathan's birthday, formerly with Baylor Basketball. JD, happy birthday to you. Today, October 1st, is Michael Brandt's birthday. Michael is a Baylor grad. Mm-hmm. He and Derek Haas are the guys who are the co-creators of the Chicago series of shows on NBC, airing on Wednesday nights. So Michael's birthday is today, and he's a Baylor grad, and really cool. We had them at the homecoming parade three or four years ago, and it's great to have them on the set with us. So happy birthday to Michael Brandt. Today's Lorinda Thorpe's birthday. Paul Thorpe's wife, Lorinda, has a little maroon in her background. More than a little. She's got a lot of maroon in her background. But she knows where the paycheck comes from Paul. So she's a Baylor fan too. Scott Burleson's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Scott. And Sherry Burns' birthday. Sherry, a lot of you folks know her, works here at in the Midway School District, and she is a regular as one of the hostesses at Baylor events. And she's great at it. Very thoughtful and very welcoming to guests that we have here, both media and otherwise. So happy birthday to Sherry Burns today. Ronnie Higgins' birthday at First Woodway. Today's Ronnie's birthday. So that's a pretty good list for
that
the 1st of October.
It's better. I don't have anybody to contribute today. It'll be a couple days before I got somebody.
You can have Jimmy Carter.
I'll take Jimmy Carter today. Yeah. So, yeah, Jimmy Carter, happy birthday.
Very good. So there's a day of the day, National Homemade Cookies Day, and some birthdays to pass along to you. And mentioned this also with Baylor football headed to Manhattan to play Kansas State this Saturday, 2:30 kickoff. We now have the kickoff time for the next home game, which is October 12th in Texas Tech. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff, and that was much anticipated because that's homecoming in Baylor. And there's, like we said yesterday, there's a lot of homecoming events that sort of, are surrounding the football game, and a lot of schedules aren't put in place till you know the time of the football game. So everybody yesterday morning was really anxious to get that kickoff time, and thank the Lord that wasn't, the networks usually do a 12-day advance notice, which was yesterday. Several times a year, they can opt for a six-day advance notice. And thank goodness this wasn't one of those.
Oh, absolutely.
So we wouldn't have known until this upcoming Monday.
Yeah, and now everybody can start preparing and, you know, getting – because the parade's always a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal at Baylor. It really is. I mean,
it's like the original –
It is the oldest homecoming parade in the nation. Missouri would argue with that, but Baylor's is the largest and the oldest homecoming parade of any school in the country.
So I've never been to it. I've always heard, but I've never had an opportunity to make it down there, so I need to do that this year.
Yeah, it's big. It's really fun, and we're going to televise it. Lori Fogelman now will do TV. It'll be on KCEN-TV and streaming on their website. So now the parade is set. Last year, I think we had an early football kickoff, like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Football kickoff. So the parade got bumped up to 7 a.m. is what I remember. So it was basically 7 to 9 and then hurry to the stadium. I mean, we're already on the air at 9 a.m. for the tailgate show and then kickoff at 11. So this year it'd be a little more comfortable schedule with a 3 p.m. kickoff.
Not much room for error there on when you got it like
not,
that. Cramped schedule.
Not last year. So we had to plan it. They said, can you still do the parade? And I said, yeah, we'll make it work. Toughest part was I came to campus and parked on campus. And then, you know, there's going to be a lot of traffic at the end of the parade. So we worked out for somebody from facilities to pick me up in a Gator and drive, you know, over to the stadium. And Hayden picked me up and took me over there. And it worked out great.
I mean, it really did work out great.
I know. It worked out well. And then, so my car was parked on campus. Then after the game, and that was Oklahoma State, right? That was a big win over Oklahoma State on homecoming. It was later in the year. It was November. And now here we are, October 12th for homecoming this year. But I remember after the game, big win over Oklahoma State, I walked out and thought, oh, yeah, my car's on campus. So I just walked back over, and actually somebody, Henry Howard, gave me a ride about halfway. I ran into him. But it was fine. You know, after a win like that, it was a nice November day, and, you know, after a win, everything's good.
Oh, absolutely. Makes everything better.
So it wasn't bad at all. Our son MJ was here Sunday, and he was the float chairman last year for Kappa Sig. So he was hard at it with the float this time last year. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, look at the difference now with homecoming this year, October 12th, compared to November, I think it was November 3rd last year. You've got that much less time to get the floats ready, you know, everything else. So,
yeah, and that's one promising thing. At least you got a little bit longer time, because if you had a 6-day notice, then you got to get a float together. That would be almost impossible.
Well, I mean, they're working on the float.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're working on that. But it would have been just the time of the parade, depending on the football game.
I could see that.
Yeah. So they're hard at it. A lot of fraternities and sororities are getting the float together. So 3 p.m. kickoff time. This is Saturday week. Baylor and Texas Tech at McLean Stadium. That is homecoming. 3 p.m. on, what would that be on? Is that on FS1, maybe? Is that what it is?
I'd have to look.
Yeah, let me check. We got the announcement yesterday, but main information there was the time, the kickoff time. I think it's on FS1 on the 12th of October. Next home game for the Bears after we go to Manhattan to play Kansas State this Saturday.
Yeah, it is FS1.
FS1. All right, 3 o'clock Saturday, October 12th, so you can make your homecoming plans. And that's really, that's the best time for homecoming because it doesn't squeeze the parade in the morning. And after the game, you know, folks can have time to go out somewhere, you know, for dinner. There'll be a presentation of pigskin on Saturday evening now. That would have changed if the game was a night game. So it really works. To me, it works best if the football game's in the afternoon on homecoming.
I think it does, too. It gives everybody time to, you know, not rush into town, you know, get here comfortably. Yeah. And then you just hang out, like you mentioned, afterwards, especially if you get a good – victory, then just you're not pushing it late. You know, you still have time for dinner and everything, and just enjoy your time here.
Right. So there you go. There's the schedule for homecoming Baylor Tech football October 12th at McLean Stadium. Appreciate you being with us today. Thanks to Coach Ryan McGuire for being on with us. Baylor volleyball coach, volleyball in action tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the floor in the Farrell Center, playing as the number one team in the nation for the first time ever, hosting the Oklahoma Sooners. Then they'll host K-State Saturday afternoon at 2. Tomorrow in the 9 a.m. hour, if the Lord tarries, we'll be back with you, and we will visit with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Always great to visit with Wyatt, get his insight on this matchup. So that's what we have planned for tomorrow at 9. But right now, stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Stephen Simcox headed into the studio. The Matt Mosley Show is next. Keep it here on ESPN Central Texas.
You know, we're getting old, John. You're not a spring chicken anymore either, man.